My levels. I've just been saying that for the longest.
Yeah, bro.
I gotta get the levels right. I just had to get the levels right. I already played the intro, so you already know what time it is. And you never hear the intro because I muted.
Yeah, actually, I don't know what time it is.
And you don't even know that we're recording right now because this is live.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we recorded. It's all right. You already started talking. We already started talking. We here. It's another episode of Donnie's Failed Attempts at a Podcast. You hear the voice. Is this? You already know who it is. It's me.
Where am I?
Your boy Donnie F. And we found Paul. He's back. Oh, wait.
I
gotta give you kids. Pause.
Wait, what?
I said I gotta give you the kids. Pause. I gotta find the. I forget my buttons. All right, pause back. There we go. There's the kids. There's the kids.
All the kids are menaces.
You said all the kids are menaces?
Yes, sir.
Why are the kids menaces? Oh, Grubhub is giving out free lunch.
What you mean? Free lunch.
I'm going to send you the picture right now. Grubhub is giving out free lunch. But yo, we so back at it
like
again.
Me.
Word, tomorrow too. We back at it again though. Another episode. We here. I got Paul back though. I found him. I found him in a dumpster somewhere.
Nigga, wish I lived in a dumpster for real. That's crazy.
I'm sorry, Paul.
I'm cool.
Nah, I'm sorry.
Dumpster man over here.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, that's fuck that.
It's from 11 to 2 though, so damn, I go to break at 2. I could order my lunch. But I don't even use Grubhub. I canceled Grubhub because they were charging me for like $10 a month for Grubhub Plus, and I didn't even use Grubhub Plus. I never even used that. I was getting scammed. For a long time.
I'm getting a big scam right now.
For a long, long time I was getting scammed. But yeah, man. Yo, Paul, where you been at? What's good with you? Where your life at? What's up?
I've been outside, whatever. Outside is hard, bro.
You been outside?
I played for violence and motherfucking fear and heartbreak and shit. I lost my girl at the park.
Damn.
She ain't come back. So I'm single now.
He outside. For real, for real. Damn, boy. We spoke about this, though, right. Like, off air. I don't know how much in detail you want to get into it, but, you know, it is what it is.
Hey.
Man.
Hey, man. It should get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You be with somebody and be like, damn, we did all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But what?
Right.
And that's about it. He's like, damn, that's crazy. And then you remember, you still gotta be a real nigga. Regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So, life gonna go on. And, I mean, it sucks, but what are you gonna do? And that's about it.
I feel like this episode gonna hear my mom in the background singing. The mic is picking it up.
Shout out to Mago. Hey. That's my dog.
Shout out to my mom. Hey, mom, my podcast is picking you up. Say hi to the podcast. I said my podcast is picking you up. Say hi to the podcast.
Hey, what's she saying?
Say hi.
Hi. How y'all doing?
It's just Paul.
You are the sunshine of my life. Yeah.
Ma, be quiet. Cameo by my mom. Shout out to my mom again.
Crazy. What's your name?
But yeah, man. I can attest to it. Heartbreak is definitely like something that really sucks. It's terrible. It's a terrible thing to go through.
Yeah, bro, I don't wish that shit on anything.
Huh?
But I don't wish that shit on anything, but it's not happening.
Oh, hell no. Yeah, everyone deals with it at least. I don't even want to say everyone. Like, some people are fortunate enough to fall in love and stay in love with their first love. But, you know, I'll say majority of people in this lifetime.
Yeah, I don't know how realistic that is in this day and age, but...
Well, you know. I mean, I recently seen someone that I follow on Instagram. They got married to their high school sweetheart. They've been together since high school, since 16. So, that's why I say, like, it is possible. Like, for me to actually see that, like, it's doable. It can happen.
I appreciate that, but, man, I'm skeptical.
As you should. As you should. Be skeptical with everything in life. Question everything.
Yeah. What's a question here?
Mm-hmm. Of course, we never know the ins and outs of, like, other people's relationships. So, who's to say they weren't off and on or, like, didn't have their own fair
share?
Who's
to say they don't got an open relationship? You just be hitting those stories on the side. Like, yo, why do you say it's okay to come through?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about open relationships. I don't know how
I ain't with it, but like,
yeah.
If she texted her and he was like, "Yo, pull up."
Mm-hmm.
He said you can come play. Damn, what are you gonna do?
Right. This podcast ain't about relationships and shit, but you know you deal with them. Paul, I'm here for you. I love you, my boy, and you know that. We gonna go out for a night in the town and probably do some shenanigans.
See, you a wild nigga, because I was just gonna be like, oh yeah, you know, get into, I don't know, motherfucking unscrupulous activities or some shit. Now you say the keyword, and now I don't know what's gonna happen to you.
Never.
I don't know what's gonna happen to you either.
Never.
And you know what? It's okay. It's okay, because you brought this upon yourself, you know? Some niggas got a bed and they gonna lay in it. You niggas.
You know what? I like my bed and I'm gonna lay in it. I'm gonna lay nice and
that's right. You better
nice and swell in my bed because I made right. I put the sheets on my bed and I'm laying in it on my satin pillow covers. Thank you very much.
Make sure I put the sheets on my bed and I'm gonna lay in it. Damn.
Mm-hmm. By the way, satin pillow covers like. So for me, I sleep with like 4 pillows, right? And all of them have satin pillow covers. And
okay,
I fall asleep in one position, but then I wake up and my head is literally like, it's not off the pillow, but it's like, it's on one pillow.
Under?
Nah, it's on one pillow because the pillows then slid off each other.
You ever slept with no pillow on? Not no pillow on. I mean, you ever slept without a pillow?
That's uncomfortable. I hear it's the right way to sleep. Like it's one of the best ways to sleep as far as back posture and stuff.
But yeah, it's like man.
But it's like I tried it and it's uncomfortable. I can't do it.
Look, it's supposed to like align your
nah.
Your spinal cord. I don't know what they said.
I can't sleep without a pillow. I need at least
I don't even know who they is.
Scientist. Let's give they a person a personality, if you will. Scientist. They
I don't know, bro. Niggas don't believe in science no more. So why should I? Nah, fucking around.
You want to tap into a whole nother level. Is this religion versus science? Is this where you want to go?
Nah. This is anti-science, like conspiracy.
Oh, you anti-science now? So you on the side of religion?
Like, no, I just feel like, no. Here's the thing, though. I just feel like white people can do anything, right?
Oh,
so,
shit.
Like, why can't I just be a, like, why can't I just, like, have that privilege for a day? Like, yo, if you had a white privilege for a day, right, you can do anything you want. And you know it's wrong, but you also know you can get away with it. So let me just be anti-science and fucking January 6th raid the fucking the shit, nigga.
So if you had white privilege, you was out there January
6th? I'm getting arrested.
Let me know if you was out there January 6th with your white privilege. You was out there.
Yo, son, nah, they getting arrested.
You got white privilege. You ain't come home to see me for my birthday 3 days later because you got arrested or blasted in the face. You out there for white privilege?
Yo,
that's crazy, Paul.
No. What's that nigga name? The Sage?
I don't know.
You had the horn, the paint, painted on. You look like a barbarian?
I don't know,
yeah,
bro.
I'm that one. That's my character in the game.
Oh, you outside with it then, huh? You just
white privilege. You
white privileged up. You already got the name. You halfway there.
Oh, like white privilege is GTA white privilege, bro. Yo, just like think about it. I'm talking about online free roam.
Mm-hmm.
That's white privilege. Six stars. The cops are after you, but you not gonna die? Yo, white privilege, bro. Nigga flying over military bases and shit. Just dodging rockets and shit. Like,
so you saying, nah. So wait, now we gotta get even deeper into this. A GTA free roam lobby is January 6th? Is that what it is?
Basically. Basically, yeah.
You know what's crazy? This is making me want to install GTA 5 and just play it. Not even just to be on January 6th time at this point. It's just like, I want to experience it. Like, I want to see if this is really like what January 6th was.
This holds up, boy. Think about all the times you played GTA in your life,
mm-hmm.
and you were just out here doing madness. Like, absolute madness with no consequence. White privilege. January 6th.
But my character was black. So now my character was albino?
He invoked the spirit of a white man. That's white privilege.
So you saying I just walk around with guns and just to shit up. Like just air it out. Listen.
Oh, you get away with murder. Literally.
Listen.
You just gonna hide from the cops and then the stars go away and everything's fine. The same cop that was looking for you just gonna stare in your face and walk away. But oh shit.
Before I even go any further into this, mass shooting is bad. Okay.
It's terrible.
I don't agree with it. Prayers go out to everyone in Buffalo. Prayers go out to everyone in Milwaukee. And I believe there was another one that happened in Los Angeles. So prayers goes out to them.
What?
Yeah, in the mall. That one happened in a mall. I called up all my homies in L.A. to see, like, if they were all right and cool about that. Like, if they were good. And luckily, none of them was at that mall. It was, like, at a Central Park mall in L.A. So I had to call all the homies and make sure they were good. But, yeah.
Gotcha.
Mass shooting is terrible. And I do not support it. Don't condone it. At all. And, yeah. I'm mad we went off on a whole tangent about fucking January 6th, though.
I mean, it has more so to do with the privilege than the actual date. Though, but, yeah.
You think January 6th is in the history books now?
Yeah, January 6th in history books, bro. Nigga, the interaction. What the fuck? White people said, you know what? I'm mad for no reason. Yeah!
You think it's almost equivalent to that one Boondocks episode where they was like, if you throw a chair, then a bunch of black people just want to get mad and fight?
Absolutely. But it's different because it's like they basically all said, like, you know what? Let's just get on Twitter. And then, and actually, no. They're already on Twitter. It's like, you know what? No. Yo, Twitter is crazy. It's like, if one person convinces their friend to retweet their about some bullshit, Mm-hmm. It'll just freaking fly down to like 15 or 20, 50 other people. And then suddenly you got an interaction. I'm just saying, like, yo, all the niggas did was get angry at what? I don't know. And then just started invading shit.
So January 6th started off with one tweet. Let's go to the Capitol and just rush the bitch.
That's how niggas get canceled. Let's go. It starts off with one tweet. Not even on their end. It'd just be like a 16-year-old. They'd be like, no.
You think I could get canceled with one tweet right now?
Yo, you get canceled with less, bro.
Me? Or are you just saying in general? Me.
In general. No. That was you. I did that reckless. No, that was direct to you. You get canceled for less.
What can I get canceled for right now? And I'm prepared to tweet it right now.
Oh no.
Give me a tweet to tweet right now and that's cancelable and I'll do it right now.
Like right now. You're not gonna do it.
I promise you I will. Not. Depending on the situation. Give me the tweet right now.
I can't even say it.
Text it to me.
It's mad.
If you don't want to say it over the airways, text it to me and I'll say it.
Son, you said anything?
I'm afraid. I'm afraid.
Don't try me. You like don't underestimate niggas. And I say niggas, that's like gender neutral, that's any kind of person. Don't underestimate them. You can get canceled for anything, dog. Just let like two people get mad and have a following. That's it. Like, let somebody with a Serena Gomez fan club see a tweet about anything and blow that shit up. Yo, it's over for you.
Oh, I've just been blocking people left and right. I just gotta block my cousin now. I gotta block my cousin.
What?
I'm saving it. I gotta go off, but I'm saving it. I am saving it. Ooh.
It's like you don't even know how to trust. You don't trust no more, son.
I can't even trust family. You know what?
I feel for you.
Paul, is there anything else you want to get off your chest? I gotta let loose. I gotta go off.
I'll save it for closing remarks.
Save it. Bet. It's my turn. Listen. I'm in a great mood. I'm in a really great mood. Outside of something else that happened, I'm in a great mood. Right?
What's up, bro?
Life's good. I'm alive. You know, I'm making money. I'm doing good. Excuse me? What?
Wait, you talking to me?
Yeah.
I said shout out to life.
Oh, yeah. Shout out. I don't even have the bombs queued up, but shout out to life. Hold on. Let me get the bombs queued up. Shout out to life. You know?
Yeah, man.
What if you just say life's good? You know? I'm well. I'm going out to surprisingly, I'm actually going out to a party on Friday. Are you pulling up? It's this Friday. Yeah, the one I sent you the invite to. You forgot about it?
Oh, yeah. I did. I didn't know it was Friday. I guess I'm going out on Friday.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I'm going out to a party. And for those of you who know me, I hate parties. But I'm going out to a party. They said get there early, by the way. So
Get there early?
I'm leaving right after work. But, I'm going out to a party. I'm going to enjoy this party. Knock on wood. Hopefully, I don't catch the vid. And,
So all that, but
I feel like I'm doing well in life. You know? Trying to find some consistency with this podcast. I found Paul. Right. We're back at it again. Not with the white Vans, though. We don't have white Vans. Well, I don't have white Vans. I don't know if Paul has white Vans.
I do have white Vans.
He does have white Vans. So back at it again with Paul's white Vans. And, yeah, life's good. But you know what isn't good?
No.
You know what isn't good?
I don't.
these motherfucking Phoenix Suns. I'm disgusted with these niggas. You hear me? I'm disgusted. Oh, I'm disgusted. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Paul, I hope you wasn't living under a rock, because if you saw that game yesterday, I'm fresh off a 42-point loss to the damn Dallas Mavericks. And you know whose favorite team is the Dallas Mavericks? And there's a reason why he's not on this episode right now. Huh? Shout-outs to Devontae, all right? Shout-outs to Black Vladimir. Your Dallas Mavericks beat my Phoenix Suns in 7. But it's not even... I would have been, you know, cool with the loss in 7 if we went out fighting. You know, the Suns didn't go out fighting. You know what? No, you're not the Suns. Y'all that NBA franchise out in Phoenix. That's not... I don't know who that was last night. I don't know who that was on May 15th, 2022. That played the Dallas Mavericks to go on to the Western Conference Finals. But that team out, that NBA organization out in Phoenix, y'all niggas suck. Okay? And I'm saying this as a fan of that franchise out in Phoenix. Them niggas was ass. And I was going to save this rant for the end of this pod, but shout out to my cousin Javal. But you're blocked, and I'm letting you know this right now. You're blocked. You want to text me a Photoshop picture of Russell Westbrook in a Suns jersey, and then you want to text me Shorty who got snuck into the bubble and gave the Suns, you know, some Yagata meme action. I'm not understanding why you texting me this, and then y'all talking about going to a parade in Dallas. There's going to be no parade in Dallas. I'm praying on the Dallas Mavericks downfall. I'm letting you know this right now on this podcast. I never had beef with the Dallas Mavericks, and I still don't. But for the simple fact that Luka Doncic was sitting here making 3-point step back jump shots over every single person on my team and laughing about it to their face, I'm praying for his downfall this year. I'm praying for it. He's not going to beat the Golden State Warriors, and I hate the Golden State Warriors. I hate them. But they're going to the finals. And you know who they're going to play in the finals? This is my prediction. I hope they play the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Only because Kyle Lowry. Shout out to Kyle Lowry. I don't have the bombs queued up. But that's fine. This Ether beat is going to keep playing until I'm done this rant. Because I don't understand what happened. And then you got Pat Bev going on ESPN talking mad trash. Talking mad shit about the Phoenix Suns. And you know what? Is warranted. They deserve it. In no way, shape, or form, you're supposed to have 27 points after 24 minutes. And then Luka Doncic has 27 points. The Phoenix Suns, that team out in Phoenix had 27 points at the half, and Luka Doncic had 27 points. How do you let one man have the same amount of points as a whole team with at least 14 players on it?
Nigga was smoking like a nigga.
I don't understand. I just don't understand. Devin Booker, I'm not trying to hear no excuses about, oh, I just broke up with Kendall. Listen, Devin Booker, you an NBA player. You want to talk about, you got B Legendary tatted on your arm. Kobe Bryant put that on you. You write that on your shoes. Kobe Bryant wrote that on a jersey he gave you. And no, Kobe Bryant wasn't going out like that. We not comparing Devin Booker to Kobe Bryant no more. Even though I never did it, but I don't want to see those comparisons no more. He's not him. Hold on, let me start this beat over because I feel like it's about to end. Start this back. Devin Booker. The Suns is going back to hell. I'm letting you know this right now. I don't care how long Chris Paul got there. The Suns is back in hell. The Suns is back in hell. And the last time we was out of hell before this run was when we slapped the Spurs, I think in like the semifinals in 2010. We slapped them, swept them. And I went to school next day looking for the biggest Spurs fan I know in high school, and he was nowhere to be found. The next day, he was nowhere to be found. That's a different story for a different day. We're not talking about that team. We're talking about this team this year. Listen, man, Devin Booker, do better. Who, Chris Paul, I'm not trying to hear no, oh, I had a left quad injury. Nah. After 7 games, 2 rounds, nah, I'm not trying to hear that. Fuck that quad injury, boy. Fuck that quad injury. It's over. Y'all was playing like the Knicks yesterday.
Damn.
Y'all was playing like the fucking Knicks. I'm not trying to hear none of that. Oh, my quad hurt. I don't care. If your quad hurt, sit out. We would have had a game plan ready. Sit your ass out.
Sure hurt, bro.
DeAndre Ayton. Listen. We ain't pay you this year. This shows you. You done. There's a reason why we ain't pay you. You done messed up the bag. You done messed up the bag with this. And you know what? I owe $70 in bets right now. Because I bet on my team. I bet on y'all. I lost $70. $50 in one bet, $20 in the other bet. Imagine if I would have showed my ass like y'all did last night and made millions of bets because I had a $100 bet, but somebody backed off that.
Those are some better people.
Listen, DeAndre, you may have earned part of that money you about to get from whoever. Do I want you back on the Phoenix Suns? As of right now, I don't know. Jay Crowder, you can get your ass the fuck up out of here. Your contract is done. I know you a free agent. You gotta go. Damn. Cameron Payne, you gotta go. Cam Johnson, I actually like you. You can stay. Mikal Bridges, you can stay. Ooh, I'm so mad at these niggas. Y'all suck. That team out in Phoenix, that NBA franchise out in Phoenix, y'all suck. Okay? Y'all suck. They was playing a video on Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, I had to mute words on Twitter because I didn't want to see the slander. And I still don't. I'm handing out Calm 72s. And what's a Calm 72? I'm blocking you for 3 days. And if you come back with that same energy, I'm blocking you again. Why? Because I can do that. No, I can't take the loss. This hurts. We had championship aspirations. Listen, the Phoenix Suns let me down in 2022. The Dallas Cowboys let me down in 2022. My fantasy football team let me down in 2022. My fantasy basketball team let me down in 2022. And then y'all wonder why I hate the number 2.
It's not a good year for sports.
You people wonder why I hate the number 2. You people wonder why I hate all my friends. I don't hate y'all. I dislike y'all. Almost every last one of my friends saw at least one of their favorite teams win a championship in their lifespan. You know what I got? I haven't seen that yet. Paul, you saw the Giants win twice. And you barely even keep up with football now. But you saw the Giants win twice. Devontae, he had the Saints. He had the Dallas Mavericks. Even though Devontae says he's not a Saints fan, I don't know how true that is. He may have turned his back on the franchise, but he saw them teams win. He saw a championship. Jason, he got the Patriots. He saw the Patriots win at least like 5 times. I don't know how many rings Tom Brady got. He got like 7. What? He saw them. Oh, the beat stopped? I'm not done. Why am I being let down like this? Why? Why can't I? Did I pick the wrong teams to be a fan of? I don't understand. Should I have been a Packers fan? It was a catch. See y'all week 10, Packers. The last time the Cowboys won a championship, I was born, Paul. I was born. We were born. This is the Phoenix Suns been a organization since 1962. I ain't become a fan since 2004, 2005. Around that time. Since then, they've been to one conference. No, they've been to one NBA Finals. Last year. Best chance to win. Y'all go to the podium, y'all start laughing. Haha, we're up 0-2. Chris Paul, you lost your last five series when you go into the series up 2-0. I don't understand. I just don't understand. Why? Go Rangers, right? I don't watch hockey. Go Rangers. I wonder if I pick the Rangers, now they might lose. I've turned my back on almost every New York team. Is there a curse on me? Is there such thing as a Donnie curse? There's a Donnie curse in fantasy football. That's a little joke, haha. Oh. But it's not on me. It's on everyone who doesn't make a trade with me. Their players get injured. It happens. That's a different story for a different day. But is there a Donnie curse in sports with my favorite franchises? Can the Phoenix Suns not win a championship? We going back to hell for the next 10 years, Paul. 10 years.
Is it Drake curse and Madden curse, bro?
Don't... 2K, if you ever decide to listen to this podcast right here, don't you ever decide to put Devin Booker on the cover of your game. He don't deserve it. After last night, he don't deserve it. Anyone from that Phoenix Suns team, I should name all these niggas right now. Devin Booker, you're trash. Chris Paul, you're trash. DeAndre Ayton, you're trash. Jay Crowder, you're trash. Mikal Bridges, you're trash. Cameron Payne, you're trash. JaVale McGee, you're the only one on that team with a championship, I think. You're trash, though. Bismack Biyombo, you're trash. Cam Johnson, you're trash. Torrey Craig, you're trash. Dario Saric, you're trash. Aaron Holiday, you're trash. Elfrid Payton, you're trash. Ian Wainwright, you're trash. Coach Monty Williams, congratulations on Coach of the Year. Your inspirational stories did nothing for the team. You're trash. James Jones, you built the perfect team to win a championship this year, but guess what? You're trash. Robert Sarver, owner of that NBA franchise out in Phoenix. You're fucking trash. I got everything out. I'm just disappointed in that team out in Phoenix. And I'm pretty sure all of next year, NBA season, I'm not saying a word about this team. I can't talk about them. There's nothing to talk about, y'all. Y'all showed y'all ass in the last game for y'all season. If y'all would have went out swinging, that would have been more respectable. There's no excuse. I don't make excuses. You know this. I don't make excuses for losses. It's nothing to talk about. But y'all niggas is trash. Do better next year. Do better. I'm gonna stick with y'all. I'm gonna stick right beside y'all. But do better. That's all I got to say. I had to get that off my chest. I had to get that off my chest. I'm done.
Damn, boy.
I'm done.
Mad as hell.
I have every right to be. I have every right to be. Felt good. I really felt good. I'm also glad the Bucks lost too.
And what that man did to you?
They beat us for their championship last year. I don't support the Bucks.
I feel good.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Damn. Damn. I think you ran away 20 minutes.
I think it was about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't regret it at all. At all.
I ain't mad at it.
Speaking of non-regrets, right?
Indeed.
Within the last, like, I'll say a week. It's been a week, yeah. It's within the last week. I've had at least 3 tweets pop off, right? By pop off, I mean like, you know, get the views, get the likes. Phone blowing up. You know, I'm in there. But
yeah,
it's It just goes to show, like, it's real easy to pop off. Excuse me, to pop off on the internet. It's real easy. And the tweets I did it with, all I did was add the Ether beat to the background of people ranting.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Stephen A. Smith, I think he went off on, who did he go off on? Kyrie Irving. No, Ben Simmons. I did that one. Yeah. I did that one. I did, Kendrick Perkins just went off on Draymond Green yesterday. Was it yesterday? No. It was like 2 days ago. So I think it was like 2 days ago. And then, what was the last one? It was another one that I did. I put the Ether beat behind. I can't even remember. I should go, let me check my notifications. But, yeah, man, it's easy. And I also feel as if, I tweeted this, but I also feel as if, like, I've been wasting my time.
Supporting them?
Huh?
Supporting them?
No. Not recording them, but I've been wasting my time at my place of work.
Oh. Oh, that's completely
not to shoot stray bullets at them. I guess you could say I kind of like my job. For the people that are there, I guess. You know what? It's not even I guess. I like the people there. I hate my job. Hate is a strong word, but I hate my job.
I feel that.
Oh, you know what? It wasn't even an Ether beat. It was a video I tweeted under someone else's post. First and foremost, rest in peace to Kevin Samuels. But someone got the Kevin Samuels chain. Like, got... And I don't think the guy who got the chain is related to him. But he got a chain of Kevin Samuels. And the video I retweeted that popped off was... someone modded a dick car in GTA. And they're just driving around in the car. And I just retweeted that video underneath the picture. No wait, words, no
what?
Nothing.
What? What's going on?
But you get the joke behind the video, right? Just by me describing it, you get it, right?
No, I think I was listening to it too much on the, like, a surface level.
It's someone driving around in a dick car. What are they doing? Come on, Paul. Don't let it fly over your head that, like that.
I'm tired, bro. You guys still going out to me.
Dick riding.
Wow, I'm fucking weak.
And I hate it. I hate the reference, but that was the only reference I could put to that.
I mean, I'm not going to say it would be like, that's the most clever thing ever, but it's nice. It's funny.
But I just feel like I'm wasting my time. You know, it's for me, and I don't believe things happening too late, because I've heard of a lot of success stories happening, I guess, at what people call late in their lifetime. And by late, yeah, I mean, like, I'm about to turn like 30, right? And for me, it's like, I have so much untapped potential that I need to tap in. It's a matter of, okay, am I betting on myself, or am I just, like, going about things the wrong way? You know?
Mm, yeah.
Am I reaching out to these people? Am I doing enough? Is my resume good enough? And even then, I'm saying hate a lot. And I always say hate is a strong word. I dislike a resume. Or at least submitting a resume, because no one gets to know the person behind the resume until they actually deem your resume good. It's like that with a lot of job applications I look at. People could have crappy resumes, and it's just like, the person's good, their work ethic is good. Maybe they just didn't know how to format a resume too well. You know?
Yeah, I also think it depends on what you're trying to do, but yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I'm saying for me, like, where I work at, it's as simple as picking up a box and putting it down, right? For me, if I'm looking at it, cool, I'll look at it, I'll look at your work experience, and then I would, if it was up to me, I would want to have an interview with each and every last applicant that applies, like, give them a chance to at least get their foot in the door. But it's like, if your resume isn't up to par, then it's like, who cares?
A little bit, yeah. I see what you're saying.
And I feel as if it's like, with me and where I'm trying to go, it's like, it's hard for me to actually get an entry-level job with the career path that I want to take, because I lack the experience.
Right, but low-key, the way I see it these days, like, when it comes to this, like, the only way to really get it and get in is connections.
Right.
Like, I feel like that's, like, the only way now. Like, you gotta know somebody, or you gotta know somebody that knows somebody. Mm-hmm. They get to know your personality, they're like, dang, this man is crazy. You know what? I think you do a good job in my job. Put you on. Blam.
But that sucks. What
about those crazy, though?
It does, but it's like, for me, it's like, I can only speak for myself. For me, it's like, I don't have a problem with, you know, networking and whatnot. Yeah. And I understand the fact that I have to think in the form of, like, this person I'm working with is expendable to me. Like, I may eventually, I'm using them to get to where I need to get to.
Yeah.
But it's like, that part sucks. It just sucks to know that I have to do that.
It's
in order to get to where I need to get to.
Facts. It's a straight up transaction.
Right. It's like, I would rather, I want to genuinely get to know you. Well, then again, I really don't want to get to know people outside of my circle that I have now. I rarely like meeting new people, but I do want to get to know you, like, you know, if you're helping me out. But at the same time, it's like, you're helping me out, but now where are you? Like, where would you be at? Would you still be there? Thank you for helping me out, but would you still be there? You know what I'm saying? Like, can I count on you after the fact?
Yo, that's how this shit is going, son. Like, they get something out of you, you get something out of them. Depending on if they're at the same place.
That sounds like a weird ass transaction. Oh yeah, you got me in the door. Now give me your dick. Like, what?
Oh. Damn.
You just said they want something from you. You get something from them. You want something from you. Like, imagine if that. Like, but then again, that really happens in some places. I'm not to get off topic, but that happens.
That certainly happens.
I pray to God. I pray to God I never get in that situation.
Yeah, fact. I'm definitely not trying to pull up to the function at work and they're like, you know why you got hired? And I'm like, ah, damn.
You know why you got hired? Meet me outside in like 5 minutes. Oh, it's over.
Now I gotta drop my drawers to keep my job.
Damn, you just wild out.
Oh. I never wanted to do that. Little Avenger, but nah, I never wanted to do that, though. So yeah, I feel that. I feel that. But man, I mean, look, some people generally do want to help. I've seen that, like in my life. Some people generally just like, you know what, you're a good dude. Look, you fit this job. I'm gonna put you on. Mm-hmm. Others are looking for it, like in the sense that, okay, if I put this person on, then they're gonna bring me some kind of, I don't know, they're gonna bring my business or the business that I'm working at some kind of status, or you know, you're a fit that is gonna bring in more revenue. So mm-hmm. it makes sense. To how are you?
See, but then again, I'm also at the point where it's like I'm mentally I'm ready to bet on myself, right? And just take whatever creative talents I have, and just start doing stuff. But at the same time, it's like, am I financially there? And it's hard to even meet that medium, especially where we live at. It's
hard.
Well,
if you're trying to do it by yourself, then yeah, it's definitely hard.
Yeah, I mean,
doing it for like a company, though.
You can, anyone can do anything by themselves. As long as it's a matter of, are you willing to put in the work for yourself, and are you willing to invest in yourself? You have to lose to get, you know. And
yeah, that's a sacrifice.
This is the part of the money that concept that I don't like. It's like you need the money to get to where you want to get to in this day and age.
Okay.
Talent, for me, I feel like talent can only get you but so far. If you're willing to bet on yourself.
Yeah, talent's trash.
Is it?
Not trash, bro.
Is talent really like, trash?
I don't know, man. It's like, at the end of the day, most people still have to work hard to get mm-hmm. to where they at and be consistent and whatever.
Okay.
It's like, sure, like, you're 6'3", 200-some pounds. Like, yeah, see, I said 200 plus 300. So yeah, you probably going to do real well in sports if you have an athletic build. But, like, keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You just got to be
like,
consistent.
Sure. Yeah, it don't really matter how much you want it sometimes. It's just the consistency. Like, if you keep doing something every single freaking day, you're going to be good. You're not even going to be good. You're going to be great at a point. But you're at least going to be better than a majority of the other people.
But wouldn't it be like, if you want it bad enough, wouldn't you want to just be as consistent as you can be to get the way you need to get to?
Sometimes you get tired, bro. You get burnt out. And you're like, I actually don't want it. I want to go to sleep. Like, right now, bro, I want to go to sleep. I'm not about to work on this little project I got to work on.
Wait, you brought
work home? I'm not. Wait, what?
You brought work home with you, or is this like a personal thing?
It's a personal thing that's also that's going to help me get a promotion.
Okay.
Okay. And the only thing I can only do it at home. Or after work. Today's not that different. Like, I didn't have the time. But, man, I'm tired, bro. But you know, like, there's also the ideas that you have to move laterally instead of up or down. So, like, I'm not going to freaking work on the thing, but I'm going to do something that's going to help me. It's gonna still aid me in this process, you know. So it's like, yeah, you may not really want to do it you may not always feel that drive, but if you're disciplined enough to say, I'm going to keep doing this every day, whether I want to or not, you're gonna get there. That's how I feel. That's how I've seen it work for me. Like, fuck it. Just do the shit.
jump shots at. Fuck lateral movement, dog. That's how I feel about lateral movement.
You want to go forward? You don't want to go lateral?
Nah. Always go up. Fuck lateral movement. Kiss my
ass. I'm claiming lateral. You gotta move sideways till you can hop step forward. That's how I feel.
I respect
that. I don't like all the preachy shit that niggas preach. You gotta work like you want it. You gotta love it like you're gonna die. No.
What's bro name? What is bro's name? I'm thinking of a motivational speaker. It's a white bro. Oh my god.
Freaking Gary, whatever.
Bro. Yes. Like listen, fuck Gary V.
Yeah.
Oh my god, fuck Gary V. You keep preaching dreams to me.
You're living off of being preachy.
You've been preaching dreams to me since I've been in high school, and I've listened to you and you've done nothing. Okay? This mindset that I have, it was never because of you. I had to develop this mindset. This mindset of I'm the best at any and everything that I do. It wasn't because of you. You told me to wake up one morning and quit my job. You told me one morning to wake up and quit my job.
What?
Listen, Gary V. You don't deserve to eat the music because I haven't listened to you in a minute. I actually blocked Gary V on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh my god.
Because I didn't want to hear this nonsense. But you know what, Gary V?
Not a real one.
You know what, Gary V? If you ever decide to listen to this and you want to come back to this audio and you want to decide to come back on this podcast, I may or may not let you on this podcast because you sold me lies.
Yeah.
How are you making money?
Yeah, I know how you make a lot.
How are you blowing up? You are. Well, you get paid. Way. You get paid to be a motivational speaker at these colleges, at these schools. Nah. You selling these kids dreams. You got an OnlyFans account.
Probably.
Gary V's OnlyFans account is probably nasty as fuck.
Gary V's OnlyFans account probably whack.
I don't think I would want to watch a Gary V only. You know what? Nah, I don't even want to watch that. Yeah, nah, that. Nah. Let's erase that from the memory books, from the database. But yeah, fucking Gary V. You sold me lies.
Gary V got his own little media HT kind of situation. So that's how the man makes money. And probably some other stuff that I don't know about.
But Gary V, if you need someone to run your media,
I'm weak.
Shameless plug.
I don't fuck with you. But still you got a job, nigga, hire me.
Still fuck Gary V though.
Bitch ass, hoe ass, me. Hate you. Give me a job.
Yo. I'm tired of these niggas. I'm just tired of wasted potential being wasted. Paul, don't waste your potential. Donnell, don't waste your potential. Son. Anyone listening to this, if you leave with something, leave with this. Don't waste your potential. Do whatever you gotta do. Do what you feel is best for you. And hone your skills. Work on it. Okay? See me? I'm getting into the podcast world, and even then, y'all telling me the podcast world is over. I got something to say on that. Y'all telling me the podcast world is oversaturated. And then, you know, I'm hearing it. But I also draw. I do a little photography here and there. I'm trying to be an iPhone photographer now. You know, shout out to Lightroom on my iPhone. I use that. What else I do? That. I know how to work a camera, kind of. I would need a tutorial from a professional photographer. Shout out to my man's DP. Shout out to my man Ed. Y'all some of the best photographers I personally know. But if you're willing to give me a tutorial on it, I'm down to learn. Shout out to y'all. Hold up, I ain't dropped the bomb for y'all. Shout out to y'all. But yeah, I do a little bit of photography. You know. I got the bag. The bag is always rolling. But you know, I feel like I just feel like I got a lot of untapped potential and wasted talent that I'm just wasting at my typical 9 to 5, if you will. And I spend days or nights, you know, up just working on stuff that I do. But it's like, what am I doing with it? I don't know. I might be more open with my art. I might have to start.
Yeah, put yourself out there, man.
Huh?
Put yourself out there.
I mean, I'm starting to with these, like, I do, like, monthly photo dumps on Instagram now. And even then, Instagram is just, like, becoming the worst app ever. But, you know, it's there. I try to at least put one of my drawings that I do on there. Like, I got colored pencils and markers and pens and shit. Just stashed away. Just in case if I want to get it and just do the creative juices. And even then, I don't keep my art. Either I scan it, take a picture of it, and then I just dump it. But I need to start keeping my art. I'm crazy. I'm the crazy artist. I'm that guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you got your own thing.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
I don't even know what to call it. All I'm saying is, man, it's hard. It's not easy. You gotta go through mad hoops. I mean, your own freaking stuff, imposter syndrome, the freaking trying to find a job, and then fucking, you gotta keep working. You just have to keep doing this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself is like a lot. But, man. Keep going, son.
Right.
Make Google, right? Make keep. Keep fucking searching. Keep searching on Google, bro. Make the right choices. Listen to niggas in the industry that you want to go into that have done it already and are willing to give advice. So, fucking stay consistent. Mm-hmm. And don't listen to Gary. That's it. Fucking it.
I got two things, but one of them is closing remarks. So I'm about to get into mine, because mine is really long. Yeah. Unless you want to get into yours first. You got a closing remark?
Mine's short.
So you want me to go first?
Yeah, go for it.
Can you hear the sounds that I play?
Nope.
You can't hear? Damn. All right. Fuck it. The Etherbeat is back on, right?
I can kind of hear you.
there's a reason why the Etherbeat is back on. I said one earlier, just a couple minutes ago, that, you know, people have been telling me for years, oh, Donnie, just start a podcast, you know? Start a podcast. You have the knack for it. You have the voice for it. You have the comedic figure for it, the comedic attitude. And it took me, what, 2-3 years to actually finally start it? Was it about that time, Paul? Was it like 2-3 years?
Feels maybe, like, yeah.
Give or take 2-3 years. Time. You know? I start the podcast. Time. I do it. Shout outs to the people that listen. I have a kind of a good cult following now. You know, I hear people asking me, when's the podcast coming back? Where's Paul? You like the episodes with Paul? Shout out to Paul. He's here now. I got Paul out of hiding. He still sold his soul to this podcast. I'm not Joe Budden in his shit. You know, I even got some guests. I even got more co-hosts with Devontae and Taryn. But there's a reason why those two aren't here. You know? But I start the podcast, right? And there's a select few people. The same few people. The same people. I'm not gonna out you guys. I still love you. Shout outs to y'all. But y'all almost discouraged the fuck out of me. Do you know why I was almost discouraged to stop this podcast as a whole, Paul? Do you want to know why?
Mm.
How the fuck do you tell someone to start a podcast? Right? They do it. You ask for their support in at least listening and streaming. Sharing, if you will. And you do that. They do that. They do that. They stream it. They listen to it. They share it. right? Or let me not even say they listen to it. You know what I've been told by at least 4 to 5 people? They will play what? My shit with the volume turned down.
Wow.
Listen. And the reason why they say this is because we can't listen to your voice. My closing remarks to people who can't hear my voice or don't even care to listen to my voice, but you were the same motherfuckers. Same 4 to 5 of you. And you know who you are. So if you decide to listen to this episode and you actually turn your volume up to the max, fuck you. I love you. I really do. I really love you guys. I love all of my friends. I consider you guys friends, but you guys are haters. My haters are my motivators. But fuck you. I can count on you guys to, you know, somewhat hold me down if I need something. You've been there for me. And we've had discussions about this. I always approach people with my problems. But fuck you. How dare you tell me, you know, you can't listen to my voice. We have conversations. I talk to you face to face. I'm not gonna question the friendship. It's there. You've been there for me. They've been there for me. But fuck you. Okay? It's my closing remarks. Play my shit.
Well.
Fuck you, though.
That was deep.
I had to get that off my chest.
That was real.
And it was needed. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry.
I was about to say, don't apologize.
I'm not.
Hey, do what you gotta do. Hey, man. Fuck your shit. My closing remarks are not like that at all. I just want to say, hey, man, shout out to you, Ma. And shout out to you, my boy. Mm-hmm. But not smacking your coworker today. I appreciate you. Yeah. I know. Because that, like what they said today, it wasn't necessary. You know, it's Monday, you feel me? Or that email that they sent got you red, hot. But shout out to you for not taking that extra step and smacking them.
Wait, they sent me an email?
No, I'm talking about in general.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't have to slap anyone. The person who I might have slapped wasn't here today.
No, now you're talking about that. I'm just talking about in general.
Oh, okay.
To the people who decided to not take that extra step and made a choice to not smack their coworker today.
Okay.
It gets tough.
Uh-huh.
So I'm happy y'all took option B, kept it chill. Maybe went to go mop off somebody else.
We took maybe Brother Martin's route.
So you're good.
Martin Luther King, we took Brother Martin's route.
That's right. Shout out to y'all. I'm proud of y'all. And that's all for my closing remark.
Thank you.
Now
I'm gonna end this one on kind of like an updated good note, like this is like an update or like a good note type of thing.
Okay.
I am about to make the YouTube page for this said podcast.
Oh, whoa!
Right, I'm gonna make it, and
what the hell?
I have an idea on how to actually, for the lack of visuals right now, I have an idea on how to get at least some type of visual going right now. I'm a gamer, so in order to put something out there on the YouTube and get more views and, you know, more people to tap in, and you know, a lot of people like to watch gaming in this day and age. Shout out to the Twitch community. Shout out to everyone who got a Twitch page, you know. Not saying I'm going the Twitch route yet. Wink, hink, wink, wink, you know, nudge, nudge. But I'm going to be putting out, I'm going to try to get all of the episodes on YouTube with some type of gameplay that I'm doing. You know, I'm going to record, I'm going to invest in a, what is it, a capture card. I'm going to tinker around with that, figure out how to use it, start recording some of my gameplays and just putting that on YouTube with the audio from the episodes over the said gameplay. So that way you can get the best of both worlds. If you're into gaming and you want to see me be shitty in games and also hear me talk match it.
So
that's happening. I just need, like I said, I just need to invest in the capture card. And once I invest in that, that's going to happen. And the second thing is, I know a lot of producers and, you know, rap artists and singers in the, who's in the underground industry, if you will. And they have a following too. So I have a following with this podcast. They have a following with their music. And I've been talking to a few of them. They like the idea. And within at least a few of these episodes, or like in the coming episodes, if you're listening to this and you're an artist, if you want to submit me some of your music, you know, I'm willing to pay, like, you know, a small fee. I don't know how much I gotta pay, but, you know, if it's crazy, if it's out of the way, just to get your music on the podcast, you know, I'm willing to do it to help me help you, vice versa. In between, like, you know, little conversations we have here and there on the podcast, your music will be played in between conversations. Like, it'll be a little cut, like, hey, first verse, second verse type thing, or maybe even the whole song of your music on episodes in the coming future. Maybe when I do the YouTube, I can go back and edit in some of your music in later episodes. But definitely moving forward, I would like to see, like, you know, some producers that I know, some artists that I know, you know, give me some of their music, or at least bless me with permission to play your music on my podcast. And that's that. That's what I wanted to end it on. A little good note. There's a lot of negativity on this episode. On my behalf, of course.
No, it gets there.
Yeah.
What do you say? It happens sometimes.
That's it. If you have nothing else left to say, I'm going to close this out. Paul, I didn't Joe Budden your shit yet. I didn't Joe Budden your shit yet. I'm going to, if you don't abide by the contract.
Contract?
Yeah, there's a
damn contract.
There's an unwritten contract. You're just not getting paid.
But
yeah. This has been another episode of Donnie's Failed Attempts at a Podcast. I feel like I should go out on a Naruto sad music.
I guess.
I want to go out on that. This has been another episode of Donnie's Failed Attempts at a Podcast. Fuck that franchise out in Phoenix right now. That NBA franchise out in Phoenix. You know what? Fuck the Dallas Cowboys this year. Fuck my fantasy football team this year. And fuck my fantasy basketball team this year. Everything that I've dedicated to sports has let me down this year. And yeah. This is Donnie signing out. Paul, you are still here and here for good. And and that is it. We're out of here. Goodbye. Until next time.
Peace.